Well, good morning and welcome to another edition of the Morning Devotional. Today is Monday, September 27th, 2021. This is edition number 81 of season 4 of the Morning Devotional as we work our way through the Westminster Shorter Catechism. It's been a few days. I've taken a little bit of a break from doing these videos, but now I'm back and ready and eager to continue our examination of the Shorter Catechism. We are in the seventh commandment, and today we're going to be considering Westminster Shorter Catechism question number 71, along with selections from the larger catechism, question 138. But let's pray first, and then we'll consider these matters together. Let's pray. Father, now as we come to your word, we come to these important truths that are born out of that summary expression that we shall not commit adultery. We pray, Father, that you would give us grace, that we would understand your word, and that you would help us to do all that we read and hear, even this day. We pray for Christ's sake. Amen. Well, as I mentioned, we are in question number 71. We have considered lengthy treatment of the sixth commandment. Now we're on the seventh commandment. The seventh commandment, of course, is thou shalt not commit adultery. Question 71 reads, what is required in the seventh commandment? And the answer is that the seventh commandment requireth the preservation of our own or our neighbor's chastity in heart, speech, and behavior. Today, I just want to look at one expression from Larger Catechism 138, which asks what are the duties required in the seventh commandment. And today, I want to deal with the duties required in the seventh commandment are chastity in body, mind, affections, words, and behavior. Now, these are important principles for us to understand, that the issue of committing adultery, as I think I mentioned last time, isn't only relegated, isn't only reserved for that physical act of sexual sin outside the bounds, sexual relationships outside the bonds of marriage. But it does pertain to many different aspects that relate directly to that issue. This issue of keeping chastity in body, mind, and affections, a purity of mind and a purity of actions, a purity of thoughts and words, and even, of course, behavior. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, in verses 4 and 5, we read there, that each one of you know how to control his own body in holiness and honor, not in the passion of lust like the Gentiles who do not know God. Now, there's an aspect here, of course, that's relevant to to an aspect of the fruit of the Spirit, that we are to maintain self-control, discipline over our bodies, our minds, our thoughts, our words, our behavior. And as much as it pertains to this sin that seems to ensnare so many people in our days, chastity in body, that is, of course, in behavior and how we use the body that God has granted to us. The mind, what we allow ourselves to feed upon, what we allow ourselves to think about as we move through our day. Our affections need to be for our spouse, a husband for his wife, a wife for her husband. If you're unmarried, then you need to keep your affections in check, that they do not run amok, that do not sideline you and cause you to fail and fall here in these duties that are required. Words. I want to focus in on this one just a little bit, because this whole idea of being related to the seventh commandment, I think, is very important in the day and age in which we live. And of course, it was pertinent then in the days of the Apostle Paul when he writes in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 29, he says, let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths. And we live in a day and age where much that goes on with entertainment and locker room conversations and discussions, jokes that are off color, that have really no business being part and parcel of any person who names the name of Christ. These are comments and discussions that violate the sixth command when they begin to make light of or poke fun at or are otherwise not those things that we would describe as chaste conversations. And so Paul would tell us and warn us very much that we need to avoid these things. That means if you're currently engaged in those kinds of conversations, you're listening to those kinds of conversations, you should repent, you should turn away from them, because they are violations of this very commandment that God has set down for his people. And our words, of course, are reflections of our heart. And so when they do show up, and we typically will make reference to them, oh, well, we're just kidding, I'm just joking. No, you're not. That it's a heart issue. It reflects the heart, and we need to be more careful about that as we go through our day. But also this idea of behavior, and that one, of course, is probably the easiest one to deal with and talk about, because it's the most obvious of the sins that violate this commandment. But in 1 Peter 3 and verse 2, we read there, when they see your respectful and pure conduct. Let's just back up to verse 1. There we read, likewise, wives, be subject to your own husbands, so that even if some do not obey the word, they may be won without a word by the conduct of their wives, when they see your respectful and pure conduct. And he goes on to describe that later, as you keep continue reading through the chapter. But our conduct needs to be reflective of the very bride of Christ, as the husband of the bride cares for us. You see, our Savior only has eyes for one people, and that's his people. We are his bride as the church. He is our husband. We have eyes only for him, at least we're only supposed to. And our behavior then, therefore, both in our mind, with our body, our mind, our affections, our words and behavior, need to speak in such a way and act in such a way that reflects that picture that Paul says exists in the marriage between a husband and a wife, that mysterious union that reflects the very union that Christ has with his people. And so all of these are challenges for us. We need to heed them, and we need to recognize that we need to be daily repenting of these things. When we allow our mind to dwell on things that are violations of the duties required in the seventh commandment, when we allow our affections to fixate on others, you know, in an inappropriate manner, in a way that violates this commandment. Our words, of course, those conversations that we have with other people that are, you know, I don't know how else to describe them, but locker room talk, you know, you know what I mean. And then, of course, behavior, any behavior that is outside the bonds of marriage and in that sexual category, needs to be repented of. Turn away from those things and look to Christ, who loves his church, loves his bride, and only his bride, and has eyes, thoughts, affections for no one else but his people. Well, I trust these times are a blessing for you. I hope they are. If you have any comments or questions, you can leave me a note. The way to do that is before you on the screen. So until Tuesday, may the Lord bless you today. May you walk with him. God bless.